Yo.
It's 11:30. Well, it's 11:29. It's sunny out. That's nice. I gotta get outside. What? Oh, last night, saw the movie The Florida Project. It's amazing. Go see that movie. I didn't know nothing about this movie. I heard people yesterday saying, "Oh, I can't wait to see The Florida Project." And I was like, I never even heard of that movie. And then I saw it was playing, MoviePass. Went to go see that shit, and it was great. I didn't know anything. I love when I know nothing about a movie. Like, zero. I didn't need, like, the credits start, I see Willem Dafoe's name. I didn't know Willem Dafoe was in this movie. Nothing I knew. And all I knew was his name. I didn't even know if it was in Florida. It is. That's not, I don't think that spoils anything. But I don't even want to say anything about it, except it's good. But if you want, I hate a trailer. Trailers fucking, they ruin movies. I wish they didn't ever have trailers and they just said, "Oh, there's this movie, it's good, go see it." I like trailers for bad movies that I'm never gonna see, because then they just tell you the whole movie in the trailer, and then you're like, "Oh, I don't even need to see that." They basically just gave it all to me, except the end, which I could probably take a good guess at. But they give you all the plot twists and shit, so fucking dumb. So I don't know, man. Let me do the news, I guess. What am I supposed to do? Let's see. Christopher Columbus statues vandalized across New England. Oh, good. I'm all for vandalizing Christopher Columbus statues. I mean, I'm not going to do it. I don't feel that strongly about the statues. But I'm all for someone else doing it. I don't know. Doing it on Columbus Day is a little on the nose. Well, that's when people are going to be looking for it. Why don't you do it like in May? I mean, I get it. You kind of forget. It kind of becomes part of the background. And then it's Columbus Day. You're like, "Oh, that's right. Columbus is a piece of shit." Oh, that's right. There's a Columbus statue here for some fucking reason. I don't know why. I don't know why there's one in Columbus Circle. He didn't discover Columbus Circle. Right? I don't even think they went up that far in New York for a long time. I live right near Columbus Avenue, you know, named after him. Terrible. Should rename it. You would think Bill de Blasio would get on top of that. I mean, I'm not like offended by the name Columbus Avenue. I'm really, because just it kind of, I don't really think of Christopher Columbus every time. I just the name. But maybe rename it. It'd be fun. I would love to just learn a new name, to have a new name for that street. Just for fun. What would be a good, you know, Shaloub? If we're going to change Columbus Day to Tony Shaloub Day, maybe Tony Shaloub gets all the Columbus glory. Call it Shaloub. Shaloub Ave. Yo, I'm on the corner, 86 and Shaloub. That sounds good. Alright. That's a murder I don't feel like talking about. Death today. I like death, but it's a little early. French schoolgirl 10 beaten up for being Jewish after classmates taunt her for days. What's up with the French, man? I mean, I grew up in Staten Island. It sounds a lot like France. Schoolgirls assaulted by bullies apparently because she was Jewish. Yeah, she would. I don't know if kids got made fun of for being Jewish, for sure. At 10, yeah. In Staten Island, I mean, when I was a kid. I'm telling you, these news stories, it is grim. Child abuse victim rescued hours after police publish her picture. Well, that's good. Let's just leave it right there. I don't want to read about what happened to this. I don't want to read the details about this child abuse victim. Child abuse victim was rescued. Fantastic. North Korea hackers steal U.S. South Korea war plans. Hey. War with North Korea. I know people keep saying we're going to go to war with North Korea, but I just don't believe it. I'm like, we're not going to. Are we going to let the guy bring us into a war? Like, if Trump brings us to a war, someone's got to fucking just call timeout and be like, all right, let's pull this fucker out of there. We can't be at war with this guy. He's a fucking nut. He is crazy. I don't even give a shit. I don't even go to the whole. I think a bunch of bad things about him, but he's crazy. Let's just objectively say he's mentally ill. His brain does not function properly. So let's just pull him the fuck out of there. As much as Pence is a piece of shit, Pence is one of the worst human beings. It's still better. All right. Sorry to get into Trump stuff. I don't even think any of you listening, I think everybody listening is probably isn't like a Trump person. That's what I like to think. But if you are, I would think about it. Because he seems a little crazy. China glass walkway cracks when visitor walks on. Oh fuck, is that like one of those high up things? They have one of these glass things at the Grand Canyon. I never seen that one when I was at Grand Canyon. I went to the Grand Canyon for like 3 hours one day. That wasn't there. I wasn't by where that was. But I was up in the CN Tower. It's like a, looks like the Space Needle, but it's in Toronto. And they had one of those like glass floors, and it scared the shit out of me. And then I was able to kind of just edge out onto it, and then some kid just came jumping up and down on it and scared. It was. Because like this high up tower, you just like looked out. It's fucking bananas. And I mean, the glass is real thick, but then see this in China cracked. No, but nobody got hurt. Thank goodness. But that, yeah, it's in some building. Fuck that. I ain't going on any of those ever again. Riders shove man shouting racial slurs off Brooklyn subway, throw soup at him. That was weird. I saw that video, and it was weird. It was very odd. The guy seemed like he was drunk and like lost his shit in a real way, but it still was like I wanted to punch the guy. It's like, because like on one level, everybody's mad at him because he kept yelling the N-word, and he was yelling that he kept yelling, I'm a lawyer. He was doing like everything that you would hate a person. He's like, I went to NYU Law. I'm a legal scholar. and he just kept yelling the N-word, and people tell him stop, and he was like, beat me up, beat me. Something was wrong with this fucking guy. But then I'm like, I know something's wrong with this guy, but I don't care. I fucking hate him. I think because I feel like even if he wasn't drunk and something wasn't off with him, he would still be a fucking asshole. But nobody punched him, which took, I think, a lot of restraint. And then they pushed him off the train at Bedford, which was probably his fucking stop anyway. And the soup got thrown, but it kind of, somebody threw some kind of it looked like a squash, like a fall like soup, you know, like a nice like a creamy like yellow like squash looking soup, and but most of it didn't even, I don't think any of it hit the guy. It mostly hit the guy that helped push him off the train. And so it didn't hurt anybody. The guy like fell, and then they kicked him off. I don't know if he got his bag back. He was yelling about getting his bag. But he's lucky he didn't get fucking pummeled. I think what should happen there is everybody's like, somebody turn around and be like, all right, all you motherfuckers, phones down. Phones down, no cameras. All right, then all you fucking snitches that want to put everything on YouTube, cameras down. Then once you say okay, they're down, yeah, all right, now we beat this guy. And then listen, don't do something fucking crazy. Don't like give him 1-2, throw him off. Maybe steal his, take his shoes, throw him on the tracks, something like that. Just rough him up a little bit. Violence isn't the answer, but it makes you feel better. It's not an answer. It's not going to fix that guy. It's not going to fix race relations in the United States, but it'll make you feel better. That's all. Okay. Don't be violent. I take it back. Don't rough the guy up. Push him off the train and say, good day, sir. That's the way to go. Violence is terrible. We don't need more of that in the world. I take that all back. It's just my instinct. Because I have rage issues. I'm working on them. And I will continue to try to find peace and read the tweets of the Dalai Lama. All right, I'll see you tomorrow. We love you.